The extended version of Requiem. The track, of course, comes from Beat, the ninth King Crimson studio album, which, in an interesting piece of trivia, was also the first time that an identical King Crimson lineup had recorded more than one album. It was also the first King Crimson album to have a track nominated for a Grammy, as Requiem was in 1983. The track is based on a Frippatronic recorded during Robert Fripp's 1979 Frippatronic tour. This new extended version has an additional 5.5 minutes at the beginning. For those who enjoy the contractual niceties of the music business, the introduction to Requiem presented an interesting dilemma when it was sampled in 2002 by the DJ Sasha for his track Cloud Cuckoo. Does the opening Frippatronic, which was recorded entirely independently by Robert Fripp, belong to Robert Fripp or to King Crimson? And did it fall under the control of Virgin Records, who at the time licensed the King Crimson catalogue? Perhaps I'll leave you to argue amongst yourselves, although the cognoscenti will know that there's a precedent within King Crimson for people being paid to play silence. Just as there's a precedent for Frippatronics being played at half speed, as in the background. So here it is, the extended version of Requiem from the 40th anniversary release of Beat.